Hello, good morning. Our Sunday roast is toast. Sad, sad, sad. Are you also sad? Or are you holding on to the tradition and already preparing your joint for the roasting tray? The reason I'm asking is that there is evidence that our Sundays now are veering very fast towards the quick fuel stop at lunchtime with a sandwich, a soup, or of course nothing at all if we had a heavy brunch. So it appears that we are going about even our most British of traditions in the same way that we are going through life in general. Short attention span, short bursts of activity, short sound bites, short messages, and now short meal times. Now, I have to admit that I'm fairly equivalent in my feelings regarding the old-style sitting family roast lunch. After all, how would the French call us if we are no more the roast beef? We have almost stopped calling them the froggy French. On the other hand, I invariably enjoy these Sundays when we can get the whole family around the table, ready for the tray to appear, while eyeing the horseradish sauce, the mustard, and the sharpened carving knife. We know that there will never be enough Yorkshire pudding or stuffing balls, so no sooner they appear on the table than they are snatched quickly, and the faster member of the family will be the winner. Until, of course, the elder of the family imposes discipline and fair distribution. Anyone for roast Brussels? Silence. But I herewith admit, with all emphasis, that I love Brussels sprouts. You think I'm weird, don't you? I don't care. I think Brussels sprouts are so unfairly treated, and yet can be a nice addition to the trimmings around the roast, especially if a little crunchy. They have good nutritional benefits. I haven't spoken of the spuds yet, but is it not the struggle over these pieces that are crusty brown and otherwise so soft inside? The ultimate pride the housewife takes is, of course, how nice the gravy is. And again, there is usually never enough of it. So what's happened to all this? Well, apparently only 14.3% of Sunday lunches nowadays are the traditional roast, one way or another. And the much more prevalent 26.6% are sandwich lunches. The other interesting piece of information is that even set lunches nowadays feature some continental form of one type or another. So, will it be the Italian lasagna al forno, or the Bulgarian pork head mussels, or the Hungarian goulash? God knows, but it's getting rather exciting. And the survey shows that 1 in 10 such lunches are continental. I suspect that other culinary varieties come into it, such as Middle Eastern, Caribbean, Latin American, and of course the ubiquitous Chinese and Indian. One of the factors that led to this change is an obvious one, and that is the decline in church attendance. Where in the past families would attend church and get together afterwards for the Sunday dinner, the tendency nowadays is perhaps for one or two members of the family, usually the elderly ones. They would go to the church and the others are doing their own things. Sunday shopping is becoming more and more popular. Indeed, for many it is more convenient. And then there are the usual distractions or enjoyments of either participating in sport or watching the many sports events that fill our television channels. So the TV snack or meal is more prevalent these days. Where I see a special enjoyment that may still feature among families or groups of friends is going out for a Sunday meal, and this can be a Sunday roast in the local pub or the Sunday buffet in the local Chinese or Indian. I like this idea, especially if on a good day it is preceded by a brisk walk or some sort of physical activity. So life is changing and we cannot arrest the march of change. But we need not discard all what is good. And if it happens to be some good tradition, why not? If we do not go to church, we may consider even a short period of prayer or meditation at home, preferably as a family. A few minutes of such a spiritual exercise is just as useful for our holistic well-being as our food and our physical exercise. A short reading from one of the scriptures, again, even for a few minutes, could create within us a sense of tranquility and reflection, which in the sea of turmoil around us in the world we live in, can be the passport to sanity and wholeness. As a Baha'i, I am enjoined by our Prophet Baha'u'llah to read a verse or two from any of the divine scriptures twice a day. This will not take us more than 5 minutes at a time, and no one can say they cannot afford 5 or 10 minutes a day for such a quiet reflection on a divine wisdom. One verse from St. John's Gospel, or from David's Psalms, or Solomon's Songs, or the Quran, or the Hindu scriptures, is just enough to set us up for happiness along the day and a mental relaxation. Why not try this for 2017 and tell me what the effect was at the end of the year? Don't worry about not having the traditional Sunday roast as long as you observe the traditional thought of God. Goodbye.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, why not keep up to date with The Sound of Surrey by listening live at brooklandsradio.co.uk or through our free mobile app.